Well, now we're on the roof of the U.S. Bank Center, facing north. If you look over here, you can see like McKinley Marina. A little hazy today, but you can see City Hall. You can see Bradley Center from here. You can see Miller Park from the west exposure. Basically, any landmark in Milwaukee you can pick out from here. My name is Rick Rosenberg, and I'm the general foreman for Staff Electric at the U.S. Bank Center. We take care of maintenance, majority of construction, both power and voice and data, security, basically anything to do with any electrical systems in the building. Well, the building is 41 floors. The 41st floor is 629 feet off of Wisconsin Avenue. The whole building, I believe, is right around 1 million square feet. So there's probably 500,000 feet of conduit, probably 2.5 to 3 million feet of wire. Every room, every nook and cranny, every ceiling, there's not probably a square inch in this building that we haven't set foot in. My father was an electrician. Brother's an electrician for Staff Electric also. My dad actually was in this building doing the same job I was right after it was built. Right out of high school, went to college. I got an electrical engineering degree. 1992 is when I came and did my first major job down here and basically took over the operations in the building and been here since.
Hi, Rick. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
There's probably four major tenants. There's Foley & Lardner, which is a law firm in Milwaukee, R.W. Baird Investment. There's Baker Tilly. U.S. Bank occupies 5 or 6 floors. The commissioner of Major League Baseball, Bud Selig's in the building.
This thing you could have done is...
He didn't like it. Morning. Good morning.
A lot of the equipment is 40 years old. The maintenance that's done on it is pretty extensive, but motors wear out, belts break, different things fail.
Somebody moved the circuit, tripped something. Somebody did something, all of a sudden, boom! Someone snapped.
Whatever we do, I have to look at it every day for the next year or 5 years or 10 years. And if something isn't done properly, I also have to look at that every day for 5 or 10 years. So it's not a typical job that you come in for a year or two, you do your job, you pound it out, make money for the company, and then you leave and you never see the building again. It takes a lot of pride to do a good job, and you know, it's not a trophy, but it's a landmark that you're proud to be associated with. I'll drive by the parking structure every morning when it's dark. I look to see if all the lights are burning. It's just something you become in tune with.